Manager's Log, Monday, March 27, 2017. Over the weekend, I attended that World Water Rising event at Blue Lake Casino. APA has a fundraiser for APA and for the continuing filmmaking regarding the related to climate change and the environment. And that was what was discussed at length in the evening hours after the salmon dinner. A professor from the Humboldt State University made a presentation there, and he too talked about the established personhood of rivers. The Maori people in New Zealand, they succeeded in gaining personhood for their rivers. People in a province in India succeeded in getting personhood for their rivers that supplies their. Mentioned it the other day, and glad to hear a professor at Humboldt State mention the same thing, that in order to control our environment, well, we need to speak up and make that demand. If in America corporations can gain personhood, then why not the environment? It is the environment that made corporations wealthy. At the expense of the environment, we have accomplished a lot in America. So how do we go about doing that? He also brought up the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court, when there's a discussion about rights of people, rights to water, the Supreme Court said that the Klamath tribe had rights immemorial to water resources. And he put an emphasis on that decision, that statement from the U.S. Supreme Court as having great impact. It could be leveraged really well. And so personhood of our rivers, it's a lead statement that the Supreme Court had made. So how would we go about backing that? Well, I would think that we go back to our Constitution. What if in our Constitution we put in personhood for our we as a Hoopa Valley tribe acknowledge the personhood of our river and our creeks? I think that would lead towards getting acknowledged personhood of our river, of our environment too, in the eyes of federal law. An idea to ponder, something to work for, something to consider, something to add to the needs of creating a holistic society, one that protects the environment. Food for thought. More food for thought there. Thanks for listening.